Hi, I'm Pastor Kenneth Honore, Senior of Pervading Word Christian Center Church in Ennis, Louisiana. This information on this CD was especially recorded to minister to those seeking healing from God. It contains healing scriptures, promises, and instructions on how to activate them in your life to minister healing to your body. As you listen and read the scriptures, meditate on them and speak them out loud, you will activate the healing power of God in your body. As we walk through these scriptures, see yourself as God's patient. See Jesus as the great physician, and see the scriptures as your healing medicine. And as you follow the scripture prescription, see yourself totally healed. Let's get started. Let's get into the word. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is the confidence in what God has said. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith is released by speaking the word of God out of your mouth. Turn to Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs 18 and verse 21. Let's read it together. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Let's make a confession. Say, Father, your word says that death and life are in the power of my tongue. Therefore, I choose today to speak life. No longer will I speak words of death. I will continually speak words of life into my body. Mark chapter 11 and verse 23. Mark chapter 11 and verse 23. Let's read it together. For verily, verily, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Let's make a confession. Say, Father God, your word says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, if I do not doubt in my heart, but believe that those things which I say shall come to pass, I shall have whatsoever I say. I thank you, Father. I say that I am healed. I say that I have your healing. And therefore you said, I shall have whatsoever I say. 3 John chapter 2. 3 John, the second verse. Let's read it together. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. According to this verse, it is God's will that we be in health. Let's make a confession. Father God, according to 3 John and the second verse, your wish above all things is that I prosper and that I be in health, even as my soul prosper. So I confess that according to your word, I am healthy, I am prosperous, even as my soul prospered. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. Let's read verse 38 together. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Let's make a confession. God, your word said that you anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Therefore, I confess according to this scripture that Jesus is healing me and God is with him. Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and verse 24. Let's read it. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. His fame went out through all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, those which were lunatics, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Let's make a confession. Father, according to this word, Jesus went about healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Therefore, I receive that same healing today in my body. Bible says he healed them all. Therefore, today I receive my healing. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. Let's read it. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Let's make a confession. Jesus, your words say that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. So because you was healing yesterday, you're still healing today, and you'll be healing forever. Therefore today, I confess that I am healed. Psalms 107 and verse 20. Psalms 107. And verse 20. Let's read it. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Let's make a confession. Father, Psalms 107 says you sent your word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. I confess that you sent your word and healed me and delivered me from my destruction. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Let's read verse 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Hallelujah. Let's make a confession. Father, as I keep your word before my eyes and keep them in the midst of my heart, you said that they are life to those that find them and health to all my flesh. I confess that your word is health and healing to my total body. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 8. Let's read verses 5 through 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. That was verse 8. Let's go back and get verse 5 and verse 6 and 7. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and said, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Now let's read verse 8 again. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Let's make a confession. Father, just like you healed this centurion soldier, I believe that you sent your word and it healed me. And because I'm speaking your word, just like the servant shall be healed, I shall be healed also. Let's look at verse 16 and 17 in this same 8th chapter of Matthew. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirit with his word and healed all that were sick. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Elijah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. Let's make a confession. Father, according to this word, you took our infirmities and bare our sickness. Therefore, I do not have to carry this sickness. You have already bared it for me. So I confess that by your stripes, I am healed. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Let's turn to Isaiah 53. And let's read verse 5 together. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Let's make a confession. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was upon me. And by your stripes, I am healed. Say this with me. I know that this is true because your word is true. And I agree with your word. Isaiah, the 57th chapter. Let's read verse 19. I create the fruit of the lips, peace. Peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord. And I will heal him. Let's make a confession. Father, your word says that you create the fruit of the lips. Therefore, as your scriptures and your word come from my lips according to Isaiah 57 and verse 19. You said you will heal me. I received that promise. I confess that I am healed. 1 Peter chapter 2. And verse 24, let's read it. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Let's make this confession. Father, your word says that by Jesus' stripes I was healed. Therefore, I resist this sickness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 30. Let's read verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee. I will heal thee of thy wounds, said the Lord, because they call thee at an outcast, saying, this is Zion, who no man seeketh after. Hallelujah. Look again at the A part of that verse. It says, I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, said the Lord. Let's make a confession. Lord, I thank you that my health is being restored and I am healed of my wounds. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 15. Let's just walk through and read some scriptures. Beginning with Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Psalms 103 and verse 3. Psalms 103 and verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 22. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 22. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people restored? Praise God. This verse says God will restore your health. Jeremiah chapter 33. Let's just read through these scriptures so you can have God's word to meditate on every day. Jeremiah 33 and verse 6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them. I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14. And verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed the sick. Luke chapter 4. And verse 40. Now when the sun was setting, they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. He laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke chapter 5 and verse 15. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Luke chapter 6, verse 17. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and a company of disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judah and Jerusalem and from the seacoast and Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Verse 19. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and he healed them all. Acts chapter 5. Verse 16. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. Hallelujah. Psalms 34. Psalms 34. In verse 19, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Hallelujah. Psalm 91. Verse 15 and 16. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 37. And verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man that bringeth wicked devices to pass. Notice the A part of that verse said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Verse 36. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Verse 37. For yet a little while, he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 6. Verse 12 through 15. Let's top it off with these scriptures of assurance that as you confess this word and as you meditate these scriptures and speak them out loud, as you stand on God's word, the end result is Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12 says that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And notice verse 15. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. My friend, as you listen daily to this CD, meditate upon these scriptures and read them, see yourself crawling up in God's broad arms, sitting in his lap, and waiting patiently for the manifestation of your total healing. God's word is healing medicine. God's word is healing for all. God's word is the prescription. As you take it daily, get it in your heart, speak it out of your mouth, see yourself healed. Put a picture before you where you look your best and happy, and see yourself totally healed. See your body totally restored. Rejoice in the Lord. Lift your hands and give God praise daily. And know that there's no limits to how many times that you can take these scriptures. Because one thing about the word of God, you can't OD on God's word. Another thing about God's word, in my closing, I see you healed. I see you well. And according to his word, by his stripes, you are healed. Amen. God bless you.